The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The threat we are facing, and there's many, many threats that we are facing, folks. And I could pick which one to choose, and there's a lot, but let's go to one of the major threats that we are facing, and that is the attack on our families. I mean, Charlie Kirk does a fantastic job showing how the communists are really going after our family structure. So I want to get right into that. So let me jump right into it as fast as I can. Here's Charlie Kirk.
The transgender mafia will not give us the numbers of how many kids are actually receiving this treatment. And it is not treatment. It is torture. It is not medicine. It is medieval experimentation. America is now actually on the more radical side of Western countries when it comes to, quote, transgender care. Almost my entire adult life of publicly commenting on political issues, I've rarely ever said anything positive about the British healthcare system, NHS, the National Health Service. Waiting lines, expensive, not a lot of medical innovation. However, there's a new bombshell report, and this is coupled with an announcement that has come out from the National Health Service, where they have now blocked puberty blockers. No more puberty blockers for the children of the United Kingdom. America, though, you have Joe Biden and you have Levine that are saying that it is a civil right that if you do not give children the ability to sterilize themselves and castrate themselves, that you are committing a sin. Well, there's a new bombshell report that has just come out of the United Kingdom that everybody needs to be aware of. Here's the context. For years, Britain has had the same controversy that we've had over the exploding number of kids claiming to be transgender, a 5,000% increase. 5,000% increase. In 2009, the Gender Identity Clinic, run by the Britain's National Health Service, saw less than 50 patients a year. By 2021, that number has grown by more than 5,000, an increase of more than 100 times. In 2020, the British government commissioned Dr. Hilary Cass to do a full review of child transition treatments. Dr. Cass published her final report this week, and the media is barely touching this. They're barely touching it because the trans cult is one of the state-run approved religions, one of the fake religions of the West. We have the religion of anti-racism. We have the religion of earth worship. We have the religion of trans identification, which is a gateway to transhumanism. Dr. Cass confirms what many listeners of the show already know, that there has been an enormous explosion in especially teenage girls seeking gender transition care, almost all of whom were seen to have various other problems that are real and their causes of distress, depression, anxiety, abusive households, drug abuse, and more. So instead of treating the underlying conditions, instead of giving these children the treatment that they need, they say, how about hormones? They see a TikTok video of maybe other young girls that are struggling with autism, which is a very real struggle, and these people need help and they need compassion.
See, they're attacking our family and our values from every corner of the earth. And we have to watch out because your kids are under attack from every direction. And it's a dangerous situation, and it doesn't look like it's ever going to relent as long as we allowed the Chinese to have as much power as they already do. Here's more.
And instead of giving them that help and that compassion and giving them therapy, they give them testosterone. The CAST report says that children under 18 should only be prescribed hormones with extreme caution. And it's extremely critical of allowing young children to socially transition by adopting new names and pronouns. This pronoun thing has no evidence, no data to actually help the people in question, help society, and especially children. In fact, the CAST report indicates there should be extreme hesitation for anyone trying to do a sex change before the age of 25. Before the age of 25, that there should be a hard line drawn. I tend to agree. Now understand, all this is orchestrated to undermine the nuclear family. Strong families are a threat to totalitarian governments.
That's it. Strong families are a threat, and they have to undermine our family structures, and they're trying to do it in America, and they have had lots of success. And it's very hard to combat this when we're not looking for it and when we're not understanding how big of a deal it really is. Here's more.
That should be a bumper sticker. Strong families are a threat to the Great Reset. Strong families are a threat to tyranny. Strong families are the bulwark. They are the hedge. They are the preservation of civilization, which is why in the Ten Commandments, it is the only commandment that involves your nation and a promise. Honor your mother and father so that you may live long in which the land God has given you. Land being your nation, a promise you will live long and to honor your parents. One of the goals of the trans movement is to obliterate the bond between a mother and a son, a mother and a daughter, a father and a son. In fact, many of these children are coached. They are trained to say that your parents actually don't like you. Hide this from your parents. These people are groomers. Now, we are starting to see a movement. Well over 20 states, and I'm going to list the states, have banned, quote-unquote, gender-affirming care. But some of the more radical states are leaning in on this, including Joe Biden and that freak, Levine. Dr. Cass says the toxicity of the debate around transgenderism made it so that doctors and nurses who wanted to protect children were afraid to say anything, fearing for their reputations and careers.
You see the intimidation that they are putting. And this is just solely an attack on our family structures. And it is so horrible to watch America have to go through this type of thing. And some of the people out in America are blind to the dangers that we are facing right now, that our moral compass is gone. Here's more.
This is all happening in England, but it's part of a wider trend across Europe. Overall, five different countries have moved to restrict hormone treatments for children. In 2022, Sweden restricted hormone treatments to exceptional cases. In 2020, Finland restricted its treatment of child gender dysphoria to talk therapy. Norway and Denmark have created restrictions as well. So now that's four different Scandinavian countries. The ones that we've heard are hyper-liberal. And yet America, mostly specifically Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, LA, are some of the most radical trans havens for children on the planet.
There you go. I'm going to jump ahead because he has so much more to say. So we'll pick it up where, right here.
You know, there's a lot of talk about abortion right now. We did a whole show on abortion. You guys should check it out. Download the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. It's time for us to play offense on issues that protect children, which is obviously the spirit and the essence of the pro-life movement that have popular support and political support. And by the way, if we can ban gender-affirming care under the guise of protecting children, what a great way then to build a coalition that is all around the culture of life. So Donald Trump has previously come out and he has vowed to sign a bill barring child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. I think President Trump should do a press conference on this with the transitioners. Happy to help. We know them. We don't need to be part of it. Happy to help the team if they're interested. Chloe Cole, so many of these amazing young people, they come to our events. They're butchered. Many of them don't have breasts. They were removed forcibly when they were minors.
Think about that. They really are. They're butchered. No one is going to do anything for them. And it's all part of really Satan's agenda. Satan wants us to just look the other way while your society is being completely collapsed. China is doing all of this attack on the family to completely collapse the society itself. And it's very difficult to get people to wake up to it when, well, it just is. But it's a reality that we have to deal with. Here's more.
Many of them cannot have children. Many of them have long-lasting health issues and complications. 80% of the country agrees with this. 80% of the country. So Donald Trump should do a press conference with all these detransitioners behind him, 15 or 20 of them. And President Trump says, I am a fighter for children. I am a fighter against predators, groomers, and butchers. We need to play offense and launch a counteroffensive quickly to the Democrats licking their chops and salivating on the life issue. And on the life issue, it's not going to go away. We've proposed a way that you can try to fit the laws with the popular will, and the inability to do that will mean that you get a massive political backlash. But President Trump is very pro-family. This is a pro-family agenda. And there's other issues that are involved in that pro-life portfolio. In the pro-life portfolio is, yes, abortion, but it is keeping the family together. It is banning gender-affirming care for minors. In the pro-life portfolio, it is about not having pornography taught to children in local public schools.
Yes. See, China wants all of our children to get abortions, to be okay with it. They want them to be okay with pornography. It's an attack on your family structure, your core values. And China is just eviscerating it as much as they possibly can. And it's scary to think how we have to somehow wake our culture up to this, because I don't think they'll think this is that big of a threat when it is a huge threat. Here's more.
And the pro-life portfolio does not ever become reality if we don't win. And so you have this amazing collection of objectives that we want to see accomplished. We do want to see Planned Parenthood not receive any taxpayer funding. We want to see all that. It does not happen unless you win. And this recent news out of the United Kingdom, I'm telling you, the Democrats, they have gone all in on an increasingly unpopular political position. Rarely do they make strategic mistakes like this. Rarely. However, there is a zealotry in the trans movement, very similar to the zealotry in the abortion movement. Uncompromising, no questions asked. In fact, if we're able to ban gender-affirming care, which we have done in certain states, it can really build this movement because the language they use is so similar to that in the abortion argument. Trust the doctors. Doctors are never wrong.
Yeah, they always do that, don't they? Trust the doctors. Listen to what they have to say because they're the experts. The doctors are never wrong. And China is going to continue to wage war this way until it feels like it can destroy the moral fibers of our society. And we can't let it happen. And I don't think we will, because I think God's going to step in before all of this fully occurs. But it's Satan's agenda is really what you're looking at. Satan's agenda to destroy human beings. That's really what it is. You can break down China's agenda towards America and you can see, well, it's basically the same thing as Satan's agenda. Here's more from Charlie Kirk.
Let these young kids decide for themselves. Now, I believe that the line between adult and child must never be blurred and it must be clear. This is not a political statement, but it's becoming a political statement. You should ban drag queen shows in public libraries. You should ban this nonsense of what they're doing in these schools. From the pornography in the curriculum to the expansion of the gender-affirming care at some of the nation's top hospitals, like Boston's Children's Hospital, like Lurie in downtown Chicago. And top Democrats are all in on this. J.B. Pritzker is a leader in the massacring of children and gender mutilation. Play offense on it. Make them respond.
Yeah, they never do have to respond. You see, they do all this stuff to the family. They destroy the family structure from within America, and we are too wimpy to make them respond. Make them defend their position the way we should always make them defend their position in the eyes of God. But it's just not going to happen. So what you're going to have to do is protect your family, protect your individuals in your family to not get caught up in the trap that Satan wants your family to be caught up in. So, I could say more, but let's go back. There's some more from Charlie Kirk.
In fact, in the press release, press conference, President Trump, with a bunch of detransitioners behind him, should say, and you should ask Joe Biden, where does he stand on this issue? And the answer is, Joe Biden says that it is akin to a sin against God if you prevent a child from getting the trans care that they want.
Think of how evil that statement is, that it's a sin against God to prevent them having the ability to transition into the opposite sex. Anything that God says, they want the opposite to happen. Everything they do is about what can we do to separate human beings from God. And it's always going to come down to that. From now on, with what's happening in the world today, it should be easy to see that it's just a giant spiritual warfare. And the spiritual warfare is going to continue and continue and continue until Jesus Christ comes back. Here's more.
A 14-year-old whose brain is not even fully developed yet. We know that. That's why we don't let 14-year-olds drive. We don't let 14-year-olds drink liquor. Can say, you know what? I want my breasts removed without parental consent. That is a political winner.
And then he finishes up there. So, folks, what are we facing? We're facing tyranny from the Communist Party, from really the world. And it's a tough, tough thing for us to do. But what you need to do is know that Jesus is real. That if you have never repented, if you've never given your life over, time is running out. I don't know how I can convince you that you're out of time, because you're still here and you hear people running around saying, oh, we're out of time. You don't have very much time. And you feel like, well, you're going to hear that over and over again. So why should I listen to you? But I'll ask you this. Have you ever felt like this before? That that we're really out of time? Have you ever felt like, holy cow, something's happening, and it's different than anything I've felt before? Do you have that feeling that America and the world is about to face judgment? Because that's what I feel, and I bet you feel the same way. So, folks, just pray this prayer. It's the most important thing I can get you to do. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you're the only way to heaven. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the cross except for you, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that you will save me from my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer, thank goodness, because we are about to be out of time eternally. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be happy. I want you to be free. And the only way you're going to get that is if you have a relationship with Jesus. Folks, thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. See ya.
You're listening to The Ben Armstrong Show. Join me, Kate Daly, Monday through Fridays for The Kate Daly Show at thenewamerican.com/Kate.
As a lumberjack, I've been cutting wood for decades. My job is pretty straightforward. I see the wood, I chop the wood. My axe goes through every time. You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes. We even hear crazy ideas on how kids should learn.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At The New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Visit thenewamerican.com and subscribe to get 50% off the cover price. And if you want an even better deal, use the promo code 10OFFSUB. Again, that's 10OFFSUB for more than 50% off.